Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Robots Radio presents...
to the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where style is just as important as substance. Welcome to the podcast where we explore the lore, news, and gameplay of the Cyberpunk games and other dystopian worlds. I'm your host, Robots. Welcome back, Cyberpunks. This is the Cyberpunk Lorecast, the podcast where we talk about everything having to do with Cyberpunk, from Cyberpunk 2077 to other Cyberpunk worlds as well, like movies and games and things like that. And we've been covering some of the movies lately, but today's episode is a little bit different because we have an announcement. It's kind of a happy, sad announcement because Captain Logan here, my good co-host, I'm Tom, or Robots, by the way, but Captain Logan here. I didn't announce myself. I guess I should say who I am. But my good buddy Captain Logan here, who has been my co-host on the show for, it's been a long time now, over a year and a half.
Yeah.
Been a long time. Well, Captain Logan's got some other side projects kind of stewing in the background, and he's decided that he is going to move on and work on some other side projects, and it is time to bid him adieu from the co-host seat. Now, that doesn't mean that he won't be coming back from time to time to join us, because I'm sure once we get back to some more updates for Cyberpunk that he, I'm talking for you at this point, but I have a feeling you still got a place in Cyberpunk for your heart. And I know I would love to have you come back on the show to talk more Cyberpunk with me in the future.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, there's not a whole lot going on, and I've been wanting to kick up a couple things lately, and unfortunately with my schedule, it's just one of those things where everything gets loaded up into the weekend. Mm-hmm. And as much as I love doing the show, I want to see if there's an opportunity where I can actually work on some other projects during the downtimes for Cyberpunk. And then I'm willing to bet anyone that listens to the show knows I probably have some strong opinions when it comes to Cyberpunk and stuff. So
yeah, man.
I really loved my time here, and I'm happy that you're willing to have me come in whenever I want, and I appreciate that. I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk about different things in the future for sure. And as far as I'm concerned, I want to make sure that at least with the watch parties that we're doing for the Patreon episodes, that those are still available, because I know not everyone's going to have an opportunity to watch the films that we talked about. And I want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity at some point in the middle of a month to be able to watch the movie. That way they don't necessarily have to buy it if they don't want to. So that's still going to be going on. But as far as me being on the show on a regular basis, I'm going to hold off on that for the time being so that I can try. I've got a couple projects that I don't want to dive too much into, but a couple of them are ones that I'm just super, super passionate about. And they've been like in the wings waiting for me to be like, hey, you got some time. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I just wanted to just take an opportunity if I could to jump on those and see if they go anywhere.
Oh, totally. I totally understand. It wasn't but, I don't know, a month and a half ago that Stuart, my co-host on the Dungeons & Dragons Lorecast, and I handed off that show to some of our other hosts on the Robots Radio Network because it was just time for us to move on and take on some other projects. And we loved that show, but we wanted to hand it off to some other hosts. So I totally get it. Like, I totally get it. So I want to make sure it's 100% clear to all of our listeners that this is a fair farewell, a warm farewell, and that this isn't like one of those like, you got fired from the show, you know, we're gonna have like rumor mill going like, what did Logan do?
Funny.
Yeah, it right,
funny. Kind of tease up, you know, have like little stirrings and whatnot, but I didn't want to play with anyone's emotions on this. I wanted to
right right?
So is honest about it.
Yeah. So I hope your other projects, I hope we get to hear more about those soon. I'm excited to see what else you're going to do. Also, I heard he punched a child, says N7 Legend in chat. No, he didn't. He's not a child puncher. I also hope you come back, and the door is absolutely open. So if ever there's an episode coming up, especially a patron episode where we're talking about like a movie or a big topic coming up and you want to join us, you're more than welcome to just shoot me a note and say, hey dude, can I jump in on this next episode? You know, absolutely, you're welcome to come back and join me. Also, with the big news, and this is tied to this, so the big news recently that CD Projekt Red said basically all updates for Cyberpunk 2077 have been moved into 2022. So we're looking at like the next 2 months plus before we're getting any other big updates to 2077. So there's going to be kind of a dearth of content for a while. And so, you know, as content creators, we're going, okay, well, what else are we doing with the show? Well, we've covered a lot of the lore. This started as a lore cast. This podcast started. And let me pause for a minute. This episode is going to be a fun reminiscing episode about Logan and I getting together, some of our favorite moments on the show, and just kind of a celebration of Logan and his time on the episode. So I just wanted to put that out there at the beginning. So you guys are probably wondering, like, what are we even doing on this episode? What's this episode about? But just side note, as content creators, we're looking at like the next few months of episodes and like, what else are we going to talk about? And originally we were planning by this time in the development cycle to be talking about some of the new content coming out for 2077. And we were kind of hoping, you know, like, oh, maybe we're going to have new stuff to talk about, new things to dig into, new story content to get into, new characters to explore, new places to go, things to really dig into. And we spent a lot of time in the early episodes of this show digging into the content that was available before 2077 came out. And then 2077 came out. We dug into a lot of the content that was in 2077. You guys have played the heck out of the game. There's not a whole lot left to really uncover there without feeling like it's redundant or telling you things you already know. So that's why we've been expanding into these other directions. So I'm going to do some digging. I've got some ideas. I've got some things that I think are worth continuing talking about over the next few months. But you know, it's one of those tricky things as a content creator. How do you keep things interesting when a game keeps pushing out the new content? So, you know, it's a tricky thing.
I think genuinely we can blame CDPR for me leaving. Like, this
it's
is
their
really
fault.
It's their fault. If they had been putting out content at a regular basis and they were communicative with their teams and with us and told us more than like the yellow messages about how things are going and get these really weird like timelines where they're like, here's everything that we did in 2021. And then there's this giant blob that's 2022. And they're like, everything's here without actual any dates. I feel like we'd probably be in a better state as a community. We'd probably have a lot, you know, a lot better spin on idea of what's going on. And it's just, I kind of wonder is like, this is probably their fault. I'm going to blame it on them.
You just blame it on them. But, you know, there will be time. There will be a time when we get a bunch of new content and it'll happen at some point. And then, you know, I'm going to little text messages showing up and Logan's gonna be like, hey, Tom, the new content looks pretty dope, dude. You think I can?
I can't wait.
You think I can get back on the show? So that'll come one of these days. But hey man, let's do some reminiscing. Let's go back and let's think through this a little bit. I remember starting the show and I remember I was super excited about Cyberpunk. So this is going to be kind of an interview kind of structure because here, I didn't even adjust the screen a little bit. Let me adjust the screen a little bit while we talk. This is gonna be kind of an interview structure. When did you first discover Cyberpunk?
I discovered it back when CDPR released that first trailer for the game. And I think that was back in 2018 at E3, if I remember correctly.
The 2018 trailer or the 20 like the really early teaser? Do you remember the really early teaser where it was just like
no.
Was that Rogue?
No, I didn't know about that one.
Who was that? No. It was supposed to be like the girl with the mantis blades.
Yeah, no. So I missed out on that one. Okay. And now that one, which is really weird because, you know, we have those statues out there that are, that is the girl with the mantis blades. And then they just, they hard turned left on that one and didn't bother going back. But no, I missed out on that one. And the first one that I saw was the trailer where it had Male V walking through the subway. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this is Night City. And I was like, yeah, that's Night City.
Okay.
He's like, you can do anything here. And I'm like, yeah, I can do anything there. And he's like, it's the scum of the world and you're going to help clean it up or become a legend or whatever. And I'm like, okay, all right. That sounds way different than being a pirate. I'm cool.
Okay.
Let's do that.
All right.
And so that was the first kind of introduction to cyberpunk that I got. And it was, it sounded amazing. You know, I was young and naive and I believe the whole world was in my hands as a cyberpunk. And I was like, oh,
your little cyber hands.
So much fun. Yeah.
Your little baby gorilla hands were just ready to grab hold of everything and everything.
So yeah, that was the first time that I kind of noticed cyberpunk and took, and at that point, like no one was talking about it. Everyone's like, oh, okay, cool. It's a nice CGI trailer, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, I think this is going to be special. I think this is going to be a big deal. And, you know, had the marketing and stuff gotten to that point, you know, I would have been right. I'd have been like, see, no one else noticed this. I noticed it.
You fools.
Yeah. Man, yeah. I was waiting for that moment.
Yeah. I was a big CDPR fan because of the Witcher games already. And then when they teased that really early images of the Mantis Blade girl, I was like, cyberpunk. What is this? And a few years later, ended up working at a new job, and one of the devs at that job, web developer, was super into tabletop games, and just got to talking to him about tabletop games, and he was like, we were talking about Dungeons and Dragons and stuff, and he was like, but my favorite game is Cyberpunk, and I was like, Cyberpunk, huh? And he was like, yeah, man, Cyberpunk. You ever play Cyberpunk? And I was like, no. And he's like, oh, you got to play Cyberpunk. And that was my entry into the world of Cyberpunk. And like from that point on, I was like, okay, I think I understand now. And then of course we got more updates with 2077 and I started to learn more about the tabletop games and all that stuff. So when I launched the podcast, I already had the Fallout Lorecast, the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, and then with Cyberpunk coming out, I was like, okay, I'm going to get in front of this one because this seems like it's going to be a big deal. I've got this friend who knows a lot about this. I've got, you know, some references here, and through him was able to understand like the depth of lore behind everything, and I was like, oh, there's really a lot here. Like this could be something that you could actually talk a lot about. Like this isn't just going to be a brand new series that they're just going to have to like make new stuff up for. Like there's actually a world behind this and this could be really, really cool. So that's what kind of got me into it. And that's why I started the podcast. So.
And that's a big promise too. And it's so crazy. Cause that's what I was looking for. Like because I'd already been doing Keelhauled. I had already been like working on that. And I was talking with a buddy and he and I were getting really, really excited for Cyberpunk. We're like, dude, I love this aesthetic. This world seems really cool. I can't wait to figure out what this game is. And I was like, I want to be able to make a podcast that kind of like talks about the news about it. You know, I want to be in on this. I want to like have an outlet for it. And I was like, well, I wonder who's out there making content for this, if anyone's even bothering, because that's what it was like with Sea of Thieves. Like when Sea of Thieves broke NDA and came out with an open beta, there was like no one making content. And I was like, I should jump on this. So I did the same thing with Cyberpunk. And as I found your podcast, I was like, oh yes, he gets it. He's doing essentially what I want to do. He's basically building a show that's building up the lore around it until launch. And then going to be diving into the game when it actually launches. And I was like, well, that's perfect. That's exactly what I want to do. But I don't want to just grift off of his content. You know,
that's already happening.
I don't. I don't want to just do the same thing that I would do if there's someone already doing that. So that's when I started reaching out to you, and I was like, hey, you know, What are you up to with this? Like, are you looking to do news, you know? And I started sending you like examples of show notes for what I would build if it were the podcast episode that I was going to record, with no intention of actually recording it, but just as like a, hey, these are the things that I noticed today or this week, or the things that are going on that are really cool with Cyberpunk. Hopefully this helps you out with the podcast and just tries to give you some information of stuff that I would like to hear for the podcast. And that's kind of when I really started kind of reaching out to you.
Yeah. And I think this is a great tip for anybody listening who is interested in just being helpful or reaching out to content creators and getting their attention. Because that's what made a difference to me as a content creator from just any fan reaching out and just saying hi or just like, what's up, you know, like, so I'm sure you get this too. This happens to every content creator, is that like, I don't know, one out of three people who reach out to you will just say, hey, or what's up?
Yep.
And it's like, I don't know how to respond to that. That's like saying, and I know they're being friendly, but that's like saying, dance, monkey. You know, like they're waiting for me to do something. And it's like, you don't know how many people reach out to content creators, because if they have an audience of, you know, hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of people, that could be a lot of people. And you don't always have just the time to just say, not much, man, what's up? And then just like have a conversation, right? But yeah, if you reach out to them and you then another third of people will say, or actually probably more than that, will say, hey, I really like the show. I know you're probably busy, but I just want to reach out to you and answer one of the questions you posted on the show, blah, 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 blah. Here's what I think. Thank you so much for doing your show. I'm a big fan. And those are great. Those are great. Right to the point. Here's what I think. Here's some things. And by the way, thanks for doing the show. That's awesome, right? And then a very small percentage of people will do what you do and say, hey, I really like the show. Also, I noticed this article. I thought it was really cool. I wanted to share it with you. And that kind of stuff adds extra value. And that's very beneficial to a content creator, because maybe I did or didn't notice that article. You don't know. But if you thought it was interesting about the thing and you shared it with me, then great. And if I didn't notice it, that's even better. You know, most of the time I did, because chances are I'm following news feeds or I'm following Twitter accounts that are posting these things. But sometimes I didn't, you know, and that's actually valuable. But the second point to that is that, like, that shows me that this person is absolutely really into this stuff and they're paying attention to it as well. And they're informed. And so if I am looking for somebody to be a co-host, somebody who's actually doing the work already, then that makes sense, right? And so,
yeah.
And so that caught my attention and I was like, okay, so who is this Logan guy? He's obviously into it. He's obviously doing some of the work already. And then I noticed, oh, he's already doing another show. I had a chance to like listen to a show and I was like, oh, he actually does a good show. He's good at talking on the internet. He's good at running his own show. He's good. He's very interesting to listen to. He seems like the kind of guy to bring on to my show. So it was an easy thing to reach out and say, hey man, you want to come guest on my show sometime, you know? And that was the next step. So good work. You did good.
it's one of the, like, and if you're listening now and you're thinking like, maybe I should do something like that. I can't tell you how many times having people just link me something that is it, that like is something that caught their eye, whether it be for Sea of Thieves or Cyberpunk. It's surprising how much feedback you can and can't get. Sometimes you get a lot after, you know, a really special episode. Sometimes it's just complete dearth of information. You really have to scrape the bottom of the barrel to try and get something interesting. But having people hit you up with stuff, that's valuable feedback. That's basically saying like, I listened to your content. Mm-hmm. I felt so appreciative, or at least I was so interested in what you guys were talking about that I wanted to turn you on to this. And that means a lot, because it tells me, and it tells you, I'm sure too, Tom, that this is what your audience wants to hear. Mm-hmm. And you can start like pointing out more stuff like that. You can start catering the content to that and see where it goes. Cause you're trying to build information for others. And if one person notices it, but two others don't, then you're serving a bigger cause than, you know, just trying to find the one thing that you happen to be kind of tuned into. And sometimes it's hard to keep track, especially when Cyberpunk was leading up to the launch, we were getting a ton of marketing, an absolute ton of marketing. People were getting 4-hour stints over over the internet to play the game. We were getting Night City wires all the time. We were just getting a whole plethora of Cyberpunk content. And every once in a while, you'd see something that we would totally miss. And you know, mm-hmm. it took a little digging for us to find out, like, oh, there's been GPU giveaways that are Cyberpunk branded for months now through like AVG or something, or not AVG. I can't remember what it's called.
Was it Gigabyte? I'm trying to remember who it was.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it was. Gigabyte. And you know, we would try to keep an eye out for that, or we would miss out on like the custom rig build contest that was going on and catch it like right at the end, or the cosplay contest that was catching out mm-hmm. right at the end. You know, we happen to notice things like the comic books for Trauma Team that were coming out, and just trying to stay on top of that. So
there was so much stuff.
Yeah. When it was like little, like if you were trying to get a bead on everything and not miss out on in the important stuff or even just the semi interesting things, having people who are listening to the show give that kind of feedback is invaluable. Even if you don't think that it's necessarily that great, even if we don't get an opportunity to even address it in the show because we've got like another plan going on or something like that, mm-hmm. it's still so good to have the listeners reach out with things that are like, hey, this is cool, you know, you should check this out.
Yeah, it's also a compliment when listeners get you as a host and they understand what you're into and they give you something that's complementary to the things that you're talking about as well. So the flip side of that is giving you things that you may have missed. Like Logan is saying, so the flip side of what Logan is saying, it would be like if we're talking about a topic and then you find something that like builds off of that topic another step, and then you say, you guys were talking about this thing, here's another thing on top of that, you know, and continues that conversation. That's really cool too. So there's other ways of continuing that as well. Well, Logan, I want to move this into some other areas. So like once you joined the show, I want to get into some of our favorite memories of you being on the show. So one of the things I did was I reached out to some of our patrons to have them write in and just share some of their thoughts and some of their memories.
Oh man.
There's only a few of these. So this is, you're going to be fine. All right. Well, we got a few of them, but also chat, if you're in here and you want to share any of your thoughts, feel free to post them in chat as well. If you have specific memories or well wishes, feel free to share those. I'm going to share one of them now. We're going to take a break and thank our patrons, and then we'll be back. And Logan, be thinking about just some of the things that some of your fondest memories from doing the show together. Some of the things that were most fun for us to talk about as we went through the last year and a half ish of doing the show together. So this one came in from Rexifer. From our patron Rexifer, who said, I would like to say to Captain Logan, while I am sad to know you are stepping down as co-host, I wish you all the best with your other projects. You may be leaving the show, but you will always be the best pirate off the coast of Night City.
So, aww.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful.
So thank you, Rex. So here, let's take a break. We're going to thank our patrons and we'll be right back. So we have a new patron as of November 3rd, who's actually an old patron, Toasty resubbed. I think he had to unsub and resub. So welcome back, Toasty, to the Patreon. Also, thank you to all of our patrons, all 19 of you who are currently supporting the Patreon. Also, reminder, there are now t-shirts and stickers. There are new tiers on the Patreon. We have a variety of them now. There's not just the two tiers. So go to the Patreon, take a look. So if we've helped you get through your workday, your workout, your commute to work, or, you know, sometimes you get gum stuck on the bottom of your shoe and it takes a while to get it off. So if you needed to listen to a podcast while doing that, and we helped, you know, pass the time while cleaning your shoes, then go to patreon.com/cyberpunklorecast and check out all the different tiers. Everything from the bottom tier, where you can get ad-free episodes a day early, or the highest tiers, where you can get call outs every week and join us on future episodes of the show and everything in between. There's lots of different rewards you can get. Go check them all out. And thank you again to all 19 of our patrons. You guys are the best. You're absolutely wonderful. And you know what? We're going to move on with the rest of the show because we've got more Captain Logan to talk about. Here we go. Are you into the cyberpunk tabletop games or excited for Cyberpunk 2077? Are you looking to brush up on the lore, stay up on all the latest news, and talk about the game when it comes out? Check out the Cyberpunk Lorecast, a show from Robots Radio with me, your host, Robots. We'll go over all the details you need to know about the world, characters, and story of Cyberpunk. Available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. All right, so we're back. And Captain Logan, do you have any favorite memories from doing the show?
I do. Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to think about like the first like Night City Wire that we got on to do back in like June. It was like the first Night City Wire. And I really loved when we kind of took the Night City Wire and we really, really started to break down every little bit of it. You know, we went scene by scene to try and pull out and suss out a lot of the details. And it felt like such an exciting time because we were still so starry eyed about the potential of what was going to be coming down the line. You know, they were showing us everything that sounded so cool and it was lining up with what we knew about Cyberpunk. And we started to kind of like mix the lore with the news at that point. And that was where, you know, we'd been talking about a lot of the different things that are coming from the tabletop RPG and starting to see some of those correlations into the game. And it was exciting to think about how they were going to be potentially doing stuff, you know, what we were going to be doing in the game, how, you know, like hacking and stuff like that was going to work out, how much fun the actual like Mantis Blades were going to be to jump around and start doing wall running and things like that.
Didn't make it, but
but it was one of those moments where it was like, you know, it was the first really big chunk of news that we had gotten that wasn't a cinematic, and it actually kind of dove into the game itself. And that was just I really cherished the Night City Wires that we kind of sat down and broke out all of the little tidbits of information that we found out about them to try and piece together like what we were going to be doing in the first few hours and who was who. And even like just some of the bits where we started to kind of speculate on what was going to happen in the game, like our predictions episodes and stuff, like where we try and come up with ideas of like, you know, who's Jackie, like what is Johnny's influence going to be in the game, and all of the really weird stuff that were just like, most of it ended up being correct too. That's the crazy thing, is we ended up hitting a lot of the fun stuff. I went back a while ago to check and see like against our predictions what was true and what was false. And we were about 50-50 on the stuff that actually happened and the stuff that didn't happen. You know, we had some really crazy stuff, like, you know, Arasaka Tower getting bombed again, and you know, we had simple things like Jackie's gonna die, and it was just like those little moments I always really loved, because it was an opportunity for us to kind of like go and just see like what we could come up with and see how right we were going to be. And just all that lead up was just so much fun.
You know, 50% is way better than any psychic has ever gotten.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
If you actually look at the people who track like psychics and their predictions, most psychics don't ever score more than like 1 or 2% in prediction ratings. Like, they'll give like a whole mass of predictions every year, and they only ever get like 1 out of like 50 or 100, right? Like, it's very, very low. So we're freaking psychic. Like, we're way better than psychic. So
much better.
So much better
than any other psychic.
Yeah, it's true. So here's the next one I'm gonna read out. This one's from our buddy So Thanatosted, Toasty. Toasty wrote in and said, This is short and sweet. It says, "I will always appreciate all the antagonistic interactions I've had with him, Toasty. Thank you, Toasty.
Were they antagonistic, though? Was
everything's antagonistic with Toasty. You have to know
that's
this.
True. Yeah, that's true. That's a real fair point. That's,
on his side, it is. Maybe not on your side. On his side. 1,000%. See? That's what he says in chat right now.
Why am I always his enemy? I don't understand.
Everybody's Toasty's enemy. He's just grumpy. He's just grumpy all the time. That's just how he is. That's just how he rolls, man.
Yeah. No, I loved having Toasty and Kather who eventually got changed to Turbo Toboggan.
Turbo Toboggan.
When it first started out, it was really interesting. That was another moment that I really loved. Our first kind of patron episodes, when we actually got to kind of hang out and talk about the game after launch, when we got to sit down and kind of compare notes. And this kind of coincides with the episode that, you know, like, I think it was in the first week, we were trying to keep it very spoiler free, just to try and make sure that folks had an opportunity to play the game, but to actually kind of sit down and chat with people about their builds, their approaches, what they're liking, things like that. That was a lot of fun. That was a really great moment to be able to kind of think like, you know, I wasn't the only one that was going around as, you know, quick hacking everyone or playing around with the camera system and hacking people through the camera system. And then knowing like, you know, as long and meticulous as it would take me to clear out a camp, you would just run in and just cut everyone's head off with the sword. And yeah. I was like, yeah, I guess you could do that. Sure.
Okay. I mean, if you're going to be a barbarian about it,
it's not as elegant as a blade, but it gets the job done in a sense. But
it's not as elegant as a quick hack. I don't know. It was pretty freaking elegant. You should have seen their heads just flying off. It was very efficient.
I have played around with, you know, I tried the mono wire a while back when I was playing on my Nomad, and the mono wire surprisingly should have, it doesn't feel powerful, but if you get a good mono wire right off the bat, man, with like some thermal damage on it, it feels fun. But it's just not like they didn't build that out as well as they could have. It just feels like another melee weapon. Actually, yeah. I'll be honest, the arms in general, whether you had the Mantis blades or whether you had the mono wire or the gorilla arms, all very felt like there was like a really beautiful idea that someone like started, and then they put it on the table and they're like, I'm going to go get lunch and then I'll come back and finish this up.
Yeah.
And they just never came back. And I was right. Like, why did Daddy leave to go to the store and never return? I'm sitting here, you know, waiting to be finished and taught all the stuff that I need to be taught by Daddy, and he went out for cigarettes, never came back.
Yeah. Like why weren't we like yeeting people over buildings with our gorilla arms, or like mono wiring their heads off when we sneak up behind them, you know, and just like, you know, just like, you know, like, oh man, like that kind of stuff could have been so cool. But or mantis blades, you know, just like even just like using them to like grapple into like concrete in order to like climb up on things, you know, like we could have done so many cool things with that stuff. But you know, it just didn't.
We were busy learning that cops would spawn behind you on the rooftops. That was what was going on. Or
infinitely in the elevator in front of you. Just let me get the elevator, cops. Well, so one of these days they'll have a fixed game.
And that's the thing is, just I think they will. I just think that they are taking enough time with it that it will hopefully pay off for them. That's the thing is, I hope that it pays off for them. And one of the reasons why I was like, you know, I feel like I wanted to, because anytime I do a project, I hate sells on the internet. You know, you go to YouTube and you find all those videos, but with every episode that we weren't getting more reassurance from the company, I started to notice that I was going deeper and deeper down the resentment side of things. And I was like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the resentful person who is dissatisfied with the way the company is treating the IP, because I'm sure they're working really hard on it. It's not easy making video games. And as much as I want to be positive about times, I have to be realistic about how I feel, because I'm not going to sugarcoat things for the podcast just because I wanted to have that. If I'm not feeling good about it, I want to be honest and upfront about that.
Right.
So I wanted to kind of step back and be like, hey, you know what? Give it some time. Going to come back later on, play some other stuff, see what's going on. You know, Vanguard seems like a perfect opportunity for me to realize how bad games can be and move on to see what different projects I can play around with. You know, maybe I want to figure out, like, is Battlefield another Cyberpunk? Maybe jump on that. Who knows?
I love Battlefield. I hope it's not.
I know.
But I'm waiting to see. Yeah.
That beta was way, way rougher than I was expecting. So I'm hoping that it was a situation where they are taking the time. They took the 3 weeks and that was enough to get enough of those bugs worked out before they launch. I'm sure they went gold at some point, but you never know. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully it can be. Anything that's broken can be fixed with it.
Hopefully. Well, we have another message here from Fumbling 4, our good buddy. Aww. Our good buddy Fumbling. He says, okay, hope I'm not too late. You're not too late. You got it in. He says, I will have to say my favorite memory of Logan was the vanilla Coke fiasco. LOL.
Oh, yeah.
I love the voices Logan had to depict the face paints or pants. I don't know if this is a typo. Maybe Fumbling can respond. Almighty's in chat. What were you trying to say here, Almighty? Best of luck with everything, Captain. I wish you all the best and hope we stay in touch.
Oh, for sure. And that's one thing I did want to let you guys know about too. Like, even though I'm not going to be on Cyberpunk, I'm still going to be around.
Fancy pants. Fancy pants. It was a typo. The fancy. Right. The fancy. Yes.
Right. Two shots.
Yes.
Two shots of vanilla.
Right. Vanilla. Yes. I get it. I get the joke now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was that, funny enough. That's something that I don't really do on podcasts that much. I do that when I'm chatting with folks, like while we're playing games, but I rarely ever like break into like weird, goofy voices. But I do it every time outside of when I'm not like on a podcast for some reason. It's always there. But when I'm on the I don't know what it is about the podcast that I just
because I'm a goofball. It's because I'm a freaking goofball, and I bring it out.
That's what it is.
That's what it
You're
is.
You're sucking up all the goofball air, I don't have a can of my own.
I'm delivering it to you, and so I'm blowing it over into your side of the room, and then you're getting goofy too. So I don't remember if that us riffing. I think that us riffing on that was only a patron.
It was a pre-show thing.
It was a pre-show thing. So our regular listeners won't know about that. So we were goofing around. I did put a clip on the internet about it.
Yeah, they need to be following your
Twitter
socials and stuff.
It was on Twitter from a while back. So you may have seen it on Twitter. We were goofing around about me. Was it me drinking? I was drinking some Diet Coke and I put a squirt of vanilla because my wife keeps all these like flavors for her coffee. And so I started sneaking vanilla and then she noticed it. So she buys me my own now. So I put two squirts of vanilla in my Diet Coke. And then that became, we were riffing on it because we were being so fancy with that vanilla. And then that made it into one of the pre-show bonuses. So that's another bonus you get as a patron is whenever we're goofing before or after the show, you get the whole thing. Sometimes we actually answer legitimate questions about Cyberpunk, but most of the time we're just goofing around.
It's true.
So
a lot of debates about Batman and stuff. A lot of superhero discussion.
Superhero discussion and stuff. So
for some reason.
Yeah. So any other favorite memories?
I'm trying to think because I had a couple in my mind. I think the revelation that Toasty doesn't like movies was pretty significant. It seems strange that human beings can exist and not like movies. Like, I feel like that's a disease. Like, I feel like you got to get that checked out.
Mm-hmm. But, you were also shocked that I don't rewatch movies or just keep them on in the background.
That's another thing too. The whole realization that you and Toasty are just not the types to either rewatch content or replay games and stuff.
You'll be proud of me though.
Oh,
what'd you do? I did rewatch The Witcher episodes 1 and 2. Oh. Because we're recapping those on the Witcher lore cast to get ready for season 2 of
The Witcher. Now it's homework. You didn't do it of your own volition.
But
though,
I loved
right?
it. But I loved okay. it. So maybe okay. I'm growing as a person. Maybe I'm, but it was good. Like I watched it all, right? And I could,
yeah.
And I remembered everything scene by scene because I generally, when I watch something, I pay very close attention. Like I pay very close attention. So I don't have like a photo perfect memory. I couldn't, phrase each scene word for word, but But it's not like things happened and I was like, I forgot this happened in this scene. You're like none of that.
He has white hair.
Wait a minute. He's a Witcher. You know, like none of that happened, but it was very enjoyable to watch it again and be like in that world with those characters and like experiencing it again. Like that was, it was still enjoyable to do. And I think, you know, good shows, good movies, you can do that. Like I do rewatch shows sometimes, but usually it's for the enjoyment of like watching, like my son getting old enough to finally watch a superhero movie he was too young to watch when it came out, things like that.
So I really enjoyed the episode when you started to watch why am I blanking on the show? What is this? Altered Carbon. When you started watching Altered Carbon, I had such a sense of like pride that I was like, oh, he's finally starting to watch Altered Carbon. And you started to like see how cool that show is for being a cyberpunk show. That was one of those moments where I was just like, oh, I felt such a sense of like, oh, this is why I like doing content creation, opening up new experiences for people where they wouldn't normally be paying attention to it. Like that was awesome. And I'm so glad that you got a chance to check out that show in general. Just like the fact that you took some time, that meant a lot. That was a great moment.
Yeah. Maybe we should do Altered Carbon episode recaps. Maybe that'll keep you on the show for a while.
Yeah. Well, that's taking me away from working on the goal is I'm trying to get these other shows going, and you're like, yeah, but what if we just tweak things to do some other stuff?
What like, if I could, like, what if I'm like the little devil on your shoulder? What if I'm like, what if I can just convince you to stay on the show by just changing up the recipe a little bit?
Tom, this isn't a marriage. We're not having a baby to save the marriage.
All right. Well, maybe I'll just do that anyway. Fine. Okay. I'll just have the baby without you.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to recap the Altered Carbon, I will be happy to watch those episodes and shout out how much the show is amazing as usual.
All right.
Except for the ending. The ending was really weird. Kind of like Ted Lasso season 2. Still don't understand that.
The ending of the first season or second season?
I mentioned two shows. Are we talking Altered Carbon?
And then Altered Carbon.
Altered Carbon, the last couple episodes really kind of...
Of season 1 or 2?
Season 1. I kind of lost my...
It felt rushed.
There was a lot that was kind of thrown at you, and they're like, oh, and by the way, this is this, and that is that.
It felt wrapped up. Like, they were like, we took our time, and then now we just got to wrap up this season. And it was like, okay, come on.
Which is, it's such a shame, too, because I'm like, dude, you guys had, like, gold. Like, just the whole live suspense. In the world
a little bit longer. It's fine. Yeah.
Make season 2 the finale. That's fine. Even if you're not sure if you're going to get it, I mean, at least, like, leave the cliffhanger there for people, because it was like... Mm-hmm. It was such a good story. They could have marinated in that first season for 2 whole seasons.
I bet they weren't totally sure that they had the actors. But that's what it was.
Why do they have to have free will? That doesn't make sense. They're pretty.
Yeah, they're pretty. They just tie up, make them actors.
I don't get it.
Just duplicate their corpses and just use them as sleeves. Anyway, so we've got another one. This is the last of the write-ins I have. Lena wrote in and said, let me see, where does it begin? I'm really bad with remembering specific moments, so I just want to say thank you to Logan for being the best co-host and the deadliest pirate in the cyberpunk universe. You said that at the beginning of the show, at some show, smiley face. Although I've not been a part of this community and the patron episodes for long, I've always loved talking to you at the end of the month because you both are really funny guys who have truly unique perspectives on the cyberpunk universe, especially the episodes where you discuss some of the more philosophical topics. Show that you guys are not only gamers, but also interested in seeing behind the curtain, which makes this podcast so special to me. So before this text becomes TLDR, I'm really sad that Logan is leaving, but I wish him all the best and good luck on all his upcoming projects. Hopefully he'll not be off the grid and come around once in a while for another online movie night or whatever. See ya.
Aw, thanks, Lena. So. Yeah, having Lena in the community has been a real bright spot for having a fresh new, and same thing with N7 Legend too. Like having them come into the show when they did, and even Crit too. Having Crit come in and having those three like pop in to kind of share their feelings and their thoughts and stuff has been really, really cool to get some fresh perspectives on the game post-launch, sans the hype. And I think that's been really, it's been really enjoyable to spend some time with them. I think the community episodes, I think we've got a really nice community. I think they do a great job at knowing what's good about Cyberpunk and what's bad about Cyberpunk, and trying to make sure that we aren't lumping stuff in too generally with things, that we're really trying to suss out like some of the more interesting aspects of the Cyberpunk genre, and seeing if that's related in Cyberpunk 2077 or if it's like just in the tabletop RPG. But yeah, and if I can, to jump off of that, having Artel Saurian join us for episodes has been a freaking honor. Like having J-Ray like come in and like share news with us about things and just talk about the tabletop RPG, like the amount of knowledge that him and Cody have, that every time they come on, they just a ton of information about Cyberpunk. It's absolutely amazing that they are so willing to just come and just like mic drop knowledge on us at this point. Like it's crazy how much they know, and it's so cool to get that like from the horse's mouth to speak.
Yeah,
so just been loving that. It's a real honor to be able to be a part of that as well too.
Yeah. Jay Gray reached out very early on, and was, you know, helping guide me with stuff very early on when I was still just trying to still figure things out. And I was still very new to the series in general. And you can tell that they love their, I mean, it's their product, but you know, they love it, and they want to nurture it, and they want to nurture content creators. Even following their Twitter account and the things that they say about content creators and how people should support content creators, like you can tell that they are very positive towards that. And they themselves are content creators. They've just been doing it longer. You know, they've made a business out of it. But everybody has to start somewhere. And you can tell that they understand what that is and what it means to be somebody who wants to make a thing and wants people to love it. So, you know, but yeah, big props to them. Thank you for, you know, all the guidance and the help and just being part of our community as well, because, you know, we're all part of the same community when it really comes down to it. So
the one thing I have to say is, and I feel like I want to get this off my chest, cause I really do appreciate, them coming onto the podcast. They have been very supportive of the Cyberpunk lore cast, cause it is more encompassing. Going into year three for the Cyberpunk lore cast, if I had anything that I would like for CDPR to hear, is you guys really, really ought to be paying attention to this show, whether I'm on it or not. I think that this show really deserves having some attention to it, the way that you guys are willing to dump influencer content for people who will only follow your game for a couple months and then say the same things that we're saying, but on a much bigger spectrum, for like the few times when, because I guess the thing is, like, when there was a lot of stuff that was going on over at CDPR, the same people that you were giving shares to, that you were giving out handouts to and stuff, and giving early access to and interviews to and stuff like that, they were saying some of the same stuff that a lot of the other news pundits out there were saying, without the reverence. And it's one thing that Tom does is he always tries to have reverence for the content that he makes. He's always trying to make sure that people know that we're being critical because we're passionate about it, not because it's a news item that popped up for their general podcast. And you guys really, like, if you're over there at CDPR and you're listening to this, the one episode that you happen to be listening to, I don't know. I think that I would really like it if CDPR tried to embrace some of the people who have been championing the cause for much longer than most of the other quote unquote influencers out there.
But well, thanks. Yeah. I think there are, like anything else, there are people who stick with things because they are genuine fans. And then there are people who stick with things because they're trying to make a name for themselves, you know? And
yeah,
there is a difference between the two. You know, there are a lot, you know, having done this for 2 going on 3 years now, there are people who jumped on this bandwagon, and as soon as the game came out and tanked, they moved on to other stuff. And
yeah,
they jumped off the bandwagon, and now their YouTube channels are about something else, or they stopped doing their podcasts and they moved on. And I get it, you know, you got to make a living doing your thing, but
yeah. As someone who's leaving the podcast, I'm willing to say that I'm guilty of the same thing. But in earnest, I'm trying to do that, knowing that at the moment CDPR is also taking a break from trying to do anything out there. So we're both kind of like taking a moment to, you know, we may be breaking up for now, but that's not necessarily us breaking up for good kind of thing, you know? And, I'm sure that as soon as CDPR has something exciting to jump back into, I'm going to want to come talk about it as well.
Well, I look forward to it. And of course, you're always welcome to come back. And I'm, you know, I think I'll predict the future. I'm going to do my prediction. Let's predict it. Why don't we end this with some predictions for the future? Because I think that's what you called it. It's one of the things we do best. We're just kind of own that. So I'm going to predict the future here, that within the next 6 months that you will be back for more than one episode and will most likely want to do some of those episodes consecutively, because there will be some very interesting things for us to talk about.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that. I will say that there is a good chance that we will get some news in January about what CDPR is going to be doing, how things are going, that they will announce that the next gen updates are going to be coincided with their first major DLC drop, and that will be coming by the end of the second quarter at the very latest, mm-hmm. and that they have plans for two more DLCs post that. And one of the other announcements that I think will be coming in March is the release date for the Cyberpunk Netrunner anime. Ooh. And that will probably be coming in summer.
Okay. Yeah.
So those are kind of my, if I had to pull a rabbit out of a hat to surprise you all, look back to this episode when all of that stuff happens.
So here's my big prediction. Now let's pull like a massive prediction.
Ooh. Okay.
Massive prediction. My massive prediction is by the end of the year, next year, by the end of 2022, they will give us a glimpse of the long-term future of Cyberpunk video games. Mm. And it's going to blow our minds, because by the end of next year, they will have finally figured out how to structure their development team, how to coordinate their development cycle, and will have a sense of where things are going with the rest of their content, multiplayer, and whatever the rest of 2077 is going to be, or the next title is going to be. And they're going to give us a glimpse of what that's going to look like. They're going to tease it out, at least. By the end of next year. And we're going to go, they're going to say, hey, this is where we're going. Like, you guys saw, we dropped some content this year. This is the future of Cyberpunk. And remember when we used to talk big things? We're now going to start delivering on it. Boom, 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 boom. And we're going to get some images, some screenshots, or maybe even some video of some of the stuff that they're working on. That's like to come in 23, 24, something like that. And we're just going to start being like, okay, okay, now it's going to happen. Like they're finally going to start really cashing in on all the stuff they used to talk about.
I think there will be an E3 where we're in person in 2023. And I think that's when CDPR is going to announce their second DLC and then their plans for what multiplayer is going to be. I think that's when they'll do it. I don't think they'll have it at the end of 2022. Mm-hmm. I think we'll probably see it like E3 for 2023. I think they're going to want to push it because they know they need to get eyes on it. And I think that we're going to see that when we finally have an in-person E3 again. That's my, if I had to kind of piggyback off of yours, because I had a feeling, I was like, yeah, you're probably going to go with the multiplayer pull. And I think I'm going to add a little buffer to your time frame and okay. shoot for 2023.
All right. We'll just have to see. We're just gonna have to see. Interesting stuff. Well, chat, I'd love for your thoughts on this. And anybody listening right now, I'd love for your thoughts on this. Feel free to jump into the Robots Radio Discord and let us know, or send us some messages on Twitter. And Logan, it's been a pleasure, man. I'm going to miss you. I always look forward to our weekly chats. And like I mentioned last week, you know, 80% of the time we're like on the same page. And then we debate about like these tiny little details. And it's always fun because it's always a well-informed, good debate, you know, well-intentioned.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the best kinds of debates because it makes you think and then makes you ponder like, oh, maybe you're right. Maybe I do need to reconsider this. That's good stuff. So it's been a pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you again on tuning into whatever new content you're working on, whatever projects you're doing. And, you know, keep my DMs are always open. And heck, if you get an opportunity to play Battlefield together or whatever, then let me know. I know our schedules are a little bit weird being that we have different, you know, time frames and things going on, but yeah. I'd love to blow some things up in Battlefield. That would be awesome. So, well, other than this, what else do you have going on? Feel free to share.
Well, right now, I mean, things are kind of on cruise control with Sea of Thieves, so there's not a whole lot going on for that right now. But episodes are consistently coming out every Monday, so if you're interested in Sea of Thieves, that's that. If I had to tease anything about the stuff that I'm going to be doing on, I'm going to be trying to cut my teeth on some YouTube content that is going to be me going back to my childhood and pulling out a show that I was in love with when I was a teenager and looking to try and build a recap of why that show was so important for its time.
And my so-called life?
Yes. Actually, no, it's Family Matters. I the really want to dive into Jesse. No. I was thinking about Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell?
I was, look, there's a huge relationship between
Tiny Toons?
Tiny Toons was good, but I think everyone was really just an Animaniacs fan.
Yeah, Animaniacs was the best. You're right. There's new ones, by the way, and they're hilarious.
Oh, I know. I haven't watched them, though, but that's something I want to dive into. But yeah, I'm trying to get some time together to build up some scripts and actually record scripts because I never do anything scripted. Ooh. And I never edit video. So I'm trying to learn how to edit video. So I'm trying to work on doing stuff where I'm going to be trying to do something that adds to the skills that I would want to have to be able to be more marketable for the gaming industry in general, whether nice, it be man. Through, yeah, whether it be through, you know, social media or whether it be through videos and producing content for them or just in general. I've been trying to spend more time learning how to do that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, for, you know, someone of our age, it tends to go a little slower than it used to when you were young and spry and had, you know, excess brain power to not worry about everything as aside from like playing video games and eating and sleeping and that's it. So yeah, so that's kind of what I'm working on, but I'll let you guys know if anything might cross the path of the cyberpunk realm that I think you guys would be interested in. And I'll still be in the Discord too.
Nice. Well, I've got some, you know, mediocre video editing chops, so if you have any questions, I might be able to help you out or at least point you in the right direction. So let me know.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for. So,
okay. All right. Well, good luck with all of that. And,
thank you.
You know, and thanks again for, you know, being on the show. You've been a wonderful co-host and a big help with a lot of the episodes and topics and especially the things that, you know more about than I do. So you've, you know, added a ton to the show over the years and thank you so much. Also, and
likewise, thank you. You've been a great host. You've been a great partner for helping me get access to things that I haven't been able to get because I just don't have those connections or just have that knowledge of how to deal with stuff with marketing or you know, SEO or links, things like that. So you've always been very, you know, understanding and working on making sure that I feel comfortable with things whenever I'm not sure about situations and trying to reassure me things will be all right. So thank you for that. It's helped me out a ton.
Yeah. Anytime, you know, any of that business stuff, marketing stuff, I'm always happy to share my knowledge because I know it was hard to come by for me. So anytime I can make that easier for my friends is, you know, it's a pleasure to help people out. So, Well, thanks. You guys know where to get a hold of, you know, our shows, anything else on the Robots Radio Network, including Keelhauled and any of the other lore casts. All that stuff's at robotsradio.net or on your podcatcher, which you might be already listening to this on. So just look up that other stuff. Also, I've been streaming my game streams on in the mornings before noon Eastern. And those are at the Robots Radio YouTube channel now. They're not on Twitch anymore. They're over on YouTube, which I can tell you a dozen reasons why that's going to be better than Twitch in the coming year. There's a whole lot of reasons why I would recommend most gamers be streaming on YouTube from now on. But we've been having a ton of fun over there. Skyrim Anniversary Edition is coming out, and my community is helping me design my character to jump back into Skyrim, and it's going to be hilarious. Yeah. It's going to be amazing. And I'm going to be trying out some new mods and stuff. It's going to be great, man. It's going to be so much fun. So come join me over there. We're having a blast. And I think that's pretty much it. I am guesting on the DLC podcast, which is a very popular news podcast. Is one of my inspirations. I know Logan has probably been listening to them for years well.
Yeah. They're Jeff Cannata and them is like, just I love their content.
Yeah.
They've been killing it for years.
Awesome guys. Super. Some of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Super good guys. And that starts in 15 minutes over on Christian Spicer's Twitch channel. So if you want to catch me going on to my third podcast of the night, this is three in a row, I will be joining them in just a few minutes. So go check that out. And thank you again for being here, chat. And Logan, good luck with everything in the future. And I mean it. Hit me up with some questions and things. I'd love to help you. And even just SEO for your YouTube channel, any of that stuff. Help you try and get more views or help you with, you know, thumbnails or, you know, titling your videos, any of that stuff. I've been spending a lot of time learning about that stuff as well. So chat, thank you for tuning in. And stay safe in Night City, everybody. We will see you, or I will see you, maybe next time, same channel, live, or not, depending on if I have a guest to co-stream with, or if I'm just going back to recording podcasts by myself. I'm going to figure it out, but stay tuned to the Discord and the Twitter account, and I'll let you know. So so good luck with your next chapter, Logan, living in Epic, says in chat, and we'll see you guys next time. All right, see ya.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cyberpunk Lorecast. This show is a part of the Robots Radio Network, smart podcasts for interesting people. If you'd like to help support the show, please tell a friend and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. If you'd like to get in contact, please send an email to cyberpunklorecast@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at cyberpunklore. Also, join the community on the Robots Radio Discord. The link is in the show notes. The music on the show was written and performed by The Midnight and was used with their permission. Go check them out at themidnightofficial.com. Until next time, stay safe in Night City. We'll talk to you later.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Hey there. My name's Jameson, or Big Cat.
And I am Brenna, or Mother Goose.
And together, we are the hosts of The DL, Weekly Gaming News.
Each week, we bring you the top stories from last week, as well as something you might have missed.
Our goal is to start a conversation about what's going on in the world of gaming.
And every week, we have a special guest join us in the chat room, where we discuss a different gaming-related topic and learn more about our guests and the 60-second download.
And if that isn't enough, we also have Slim Jims.
So come and hang out with us every week and join in on the conversation.
Good luck and have fun, everybody.
And remember, keep your goose loose.
Hey, Simone.
Yes, Chad.
What would you say is your favorite bad movie?
Oh, where would I start? But probably at Zombie Strippers.
Oh yeah, which we've actually done on our podcast, Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast. This is a podcast where we take some of the worst movies ever created, and even some of those movies that you might have thought were brilliant, but still got a bad critic score, and we say nice things about them, because you know what? Someone put the effort in, so we're gonna be there, fighting in their corner.
Absolutely, Chad. Even if the movie was total garbage, there is some makeup artist that gave it their all, and we're here to recognize that.
Exactly. And with really fun themes every week, such as National Treasure Week, Weddings Week, movies with Jeremy Irons and dragons in them, How Could You Go Wrong? By joining us every Tuesday and Thursday for some optimism in your life.
And like we say at the end of every episode, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
We love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Goodbye! Bye.
Are you a fan of Elden Ring? Are you confused about the lore as pretty much everyone else? We've got you covered. Check out the Elden Archives, a lore podcast that helps to explain every little confusing detail about the lands between. Things like what exactly happened on the Night of the Black Knives, or what we really know about characters like Mikola. Just like the show you're listening to now, we're on the Robots Radio Network, so you know it'll be good. Wondering how to find the show? Easy. Either go to robotsradio.net or search Elden Archives on whatever podcatcher you're using right now. Bookmark the show for later, and we'll see you in the lands between. Again, that's The Elden Archives, FromSoft Lorecast, available everywhere.